It was a warm day, not unexpected considering where I was. I was homeschooled at the time, so I was doing homework inside when my sister started pounding on the front door. Keep in mind, she got out the back door earlier. There was no reason for her to be out front. Well, the front door was open for her, and come to find out, it had already been unlocked, and there was no reason she couldn't get in by herself, except for the fact that she was panicking and freaked out because there was a snake on the back patio by the door. I suppose now's a good time to mention that at that point, we lived in Mississippi, and we weren't from the South, and we had no clue what kind of snake was by the back door, and our neighbor down there liked to knock on our door to let us know when he killed a cottonmouth, just, you know, so we could keep an eye out. Well, fortunately, at that point, there was a road crew working on the road in front of our house, so my mom went around front and asked if a couple of them would be willing to come around to let us know what kind of snake it was and maybe get rid of it. My mom isn't bothered by much, but mice and snakes are where she draws the line. Anyhow, two of the guys were willing to come around and look at it, and one of them even mentioned taking it out to where he lived to catch mice, as long as it wasn't venomous. Well, they get around to the back and take a look at it, and figured out it wasn't venomous, and he says he's gonna catch it, take it home. So we're pretty happy because it wasn't exactly a small snake. It was 5-6 foot, and we wanted to be able to use our backyard because we had some dogs at the time. Well, eventually they were able to catch the snake, but it didn't want to go with him, so he ended up killing it. But he picks it up, and it's actually taller than he is, and he wasn't exactly a short guy. But well, it ended well that time, and I learned a couple things. One, how to kill a snake, and two, never hurts to ask for help from someone who's more qualified than you.